Just go back and look in the prophecies in the Old Testament come forth and had prophecies concerning what was happening. And as we think about that, now think about it this way. One of the things the Jews, when they would meet in the synagogues, they would study the Old Testament. And yet, when it come time for Jesus to come, they did not really understand it. And yet, there were prophecy after prophecy concerning him. And I just thought we'd kind of look at some of those prophecies, if you don't mind. And if there's something else you want to look at, why, we'll do that too. Turn first of all, if you would, to Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy. I could probably spend the whole time in Deuteronomy, but let's go to chapter 18. What we find, Deuteronomy was written after they had come out of Egypt, and after there was a 40-year delay, and finally then they come and have the law given again. So Exodus and Deuteronomy are a whole lot alike, except the time between them and the events that happened between the two. But let's just take a look at some here in the 18th chapter, for instance. Let's look at verse 15. It says, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken." Here is a prophecy then that they should have read and studied in their synagogues every Sabbath day. And it has to do with the fact that the Lord is going to raise up a prophet. And you and I know that that prophet is Christ. Look at verse 18 there. It says, "I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." So here again, in this very same chapter, he refers again to a prophecy. Now, what could we pick up just from those two verses? One is that there's going to be a prophet that will come up, and he will be from among one of the brethren, and the words that he brings forth, of course, will be the words of God, and we have that here in that verse. You know, it's kind of interesting. Then I probably should have read verse 19 also. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him." So we see that once this prophet comes that was among the people, and that he would bring forth the words of God, and we see also then who would not accept the word and not obey the word, it would be God would require it of them. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to spend some more time on that, but I want to skip over to Hosea a minute. And in Hosea, I want you to look at chapter 4. In Hosea chapter 4, I'm going to look at verse 6 first in chapter 4. Says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So we see here, coming forth from prophet Hosea, it's speaking concerning the fact that God is destroying his people, and there's a reason for his people being destroyed, and that is for lack of knowledge. Back up in that chapter, if you don't mind, look at verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. My, that almost brings us to our day and time, doesn't it? When we think about it. Well, he goes ahead in that chapter. Let's look at a couple of more verses there. He says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing, committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowl of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected the knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Really a hard scripture, I think, for. And so the scriptures in the Old Testament then, I think as you think about the days and time of the coming of Christ and what the knowledge of God, that there was a time that the Jewish people just simply did not understand and know what was going on and what was going to happen, and yet they should have. Well, let's do something else here. Let's go on with this prophet a little bit. Let's turn into the book of the Gospel of John, the first chapter. First chapter of the Gospel of John. Now, this, of course, you and I know we've looked at it many times, but I kind of want to run a little bit there since we brought up the prophecy. In chapter 1, let's go let's start first with verse 21. Then I may back up a little bit here. Verse 21, and they ask him, what then, art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Now, think just a moment here. The question has come up here, and it was over John the Baptist as he was forth preaching and teaching. And it was question, art you Elias, which was one of the prophets of old? No, he's not. Well, are you that prophet that was prophesied in the Old Testament? Like in Deuteronomy, when he said, there's a prophet coming. No. Well, if we back up in that first chapter just and look at that verse 17, you can't hardly get away from it. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now here, of course, is the thing that happens. Grace and truth is come by Jesus Christ. Well, what's grace? Grace is God's part in our salvation. Everything that has to do with our salvation is a part of the grace of God. You could just name it in, on and on. All right, but as we're thinking about this prophet here, let's stay in John a little bit. Let's move over to the chapter 4. In chapter 4 and verse 19. And this is a case where Jesus, of course, had the occasion with the woman of Samaria. And let's just drop on down to the 19th verse. In the 19th verse, it says, "The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet." Well, she recognized the fact that he was more than what you would think of. And so, in other words, she has in mind that he was a prophet. And so I think you see that there. Well, certainly we know that's true. And if we follow on, and I'm not going to do the whole chapter, but Jesus was here. Notice we go a lot of times to this occasion, and we don't tell about all that went on here, but most of the time we just read verse 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's one of the scriptures that we all know and probably remember the most. But it came about when this woman recognized him as a prophet. Verse 25, then, the next verse. "The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will teach us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he." So here now is found within this other scriptures, other prophecies. Notice one, it says a Messiah. Notice also the word Christ. Well, these were words of prophecy that we can pick up out of the Old Testament. That Christ was coming and he was a king, he was a Messiah. We could back up here in John, just back up to the first chapter again in John, and look at verse 41. Verse 41. "He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ." So there we have prophecies concerning the word Messiah, the word Christ, and the word a prophet. Jesus is that one they would be looking for that was a prophet, that was a Messiah, and that he was Christ. These are prophecies that we look for. Well, we will follow up a little more with that prophecy. Let's go to chapter 6 of John. In chapter 6, look at verse 14. "Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world. So they were convinced by the very happenings and the things that Jesus had done here. And of course, if you see, he's fed all the hundreds and thousands of people here with such a little amount of miracles. And they recognize that here he's the prophet that should come into the world. All right. Of course, John carries a lot of these. Notice there in the 7th chapter of John. In the 7th chapter, look at verse 40. In verse 40, many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee?" See, they begin to question some of the prophecies there and back and didn't understand them. They thought Galilee would not be the place that he would come from. But certainly it was. And here we see many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, "Of a truth, this is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh out of the seed of David?" Oh, yes, it did. The prophet said that. And out of the town of Bethlehem? Yes, it did. It prophesied and told us that. Out of Bethlehem. And so we can go back to the old and we can see that he was a descendant of David. And we can see that in the, because I always like the first chapter of Matthew because it gives his genealogy. And he was of the seed of David. And then we notice when the church had its beginning in Acts chapter 2, one of the things that was very clear was that Christ was of the seed of David. These were prophecies that come forth. All right, stay with John here. Let's don't get out of him just yet. Go over to chapter 9. In chapter 9, let's go down to verse 17. Say, they say unto the blind man again, "What sayest thou of him, that he hath opened thine eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Well, now here again, it was one of the miracles that Jesus had performed, and this on this blind man. And here, the question is, come up here, and he makes a statement again that he is a prophet. It was convincing that he was a prophet, you know. And so many of the things that Jesus did, we also see that they show and bring forth the idea of him being a prophet. You know, even later when they begin to preach and teach in the church, Peter, for instance, let's turn to Acts chapter 3. In Acts chapter 3, let's notice here in chapter 3, verse 22. And 23. here he says, "For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto him, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." Well, this is a very prophecy out of Deuteronomy that we looked at, wasn't it, in chapter 18? Peter is using it here in a sermon. In that day and time, and listen, who wrote Deuteronomy? Moses, look at there. "For Moses truly said unto the fathers." Who are the fathers? The Jewish nation. "A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren. Like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." You know, those who will not hear that prophet today, what's going to happen? They're lost. They're lost. Well, the thing is, and I was wanting to show here, Peter used it, but you know, another one used it. Turn over to the 7th chapter of Acts. In the 7th chapter of Acts, what we have there is Stephen. You know how Stephen was treated and finally stoned to death? So let's go down to about verse 37. Well, let's back up a little. Let's read a little more. Just 37 is really the most. Yeah. Well, let's look at verse 37. "This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai with our fathers who received the living oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them and in their hearts turn back again into Egypt." So the prophecy of there, we see again, was given, Moses give, and that's Deuteronomy that we was looking at. So Stephen also brought forth that. Well, the sad part of it is, as we get into our day and time, there are a lot of prophecies concerning Jesus being the prophet, and the other thing of hearing his word. Now, we had over in our class Thursday, and I want you to turn to, let's turn over to Thessalonians a minute. And what I want you to see here is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, look at verse 7 through 9, 10 through 10. "And to you who are troubled, trust with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. What a scripture. You know, that's one of the scriptures you need to keep in mind. What's going to happen in the day that the Lord comes back? Those that know not God and obey not the gospel, what a flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel. You know, as we think about the prophecies concerning Jesus, we have a lot of them. And a lot of them, we can just go on and on concerning the prophecies. I was trying to think of another one that I might give you that come. Well, let's go to Daniel. I always love Daniel. You know, Daniel, I was trying to think of chapter 7. In Daniel chapter 7, I want to read verse 13 and 14, and then I want you to place it in time, okay? I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. What a prophecy. Now that prophecy, if you notice, where did Jesus go when he left this earth? Went to heaven. All right, look in that verse 13. At Ancient of Days. Who was the Ancient of Days? God the Father. He went. And notice what happens when he went there. He was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom. What is that kingdom? The church. And all people, nations, languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. His kingdom is a kingdom that will last. It will last until the end of time. Anyway, this is just some of the prophecy. I've got lots of them wrote down. But if you're here and subject to God's invitation, If you're not in that kingdom, you need to be in that kingdom.